You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Earlier this year, Associate Minister for Health and Pharmac Minister David Seymour announced a budget of over $6 billion for Pharmac over 4 years. The coalition government promised the funding of 13 cancer drugs alongside this. However, recently on Budget Day, there was a blow to many when the funding of these drugs wasn't included in the budget as promised. Last week, David Seymour said a decision on the funding of these cancer drugs was imminent. For our weekly catch-up, I talked to the ACT Party's Simon Corr about the funding of these drugs, as well as the ACT Party's views on politicians' involvement with Pharmac. We also talk about the party's policy surrounding social media, as old concerns arise surrounding party leader David Seymour's use of Snapchat to communicate with minors. There's been some worries that politicians are too involved with the process of funding medicines and that this actually undermines Pharmac's own powers. So with David Seymour being the Pharmac minister, where does the ACT Party stand on these allegations?
Well, the ACT Party is part of the government, and the government is working hard to get the best outcomes for patients. And I know that the government wants to share more information soon. But you are absolutely right. You know, for many New Zealanders, funding for pharmaceuticals is so important. It's often life or death, or the difference between a life of pain or living more freely and being able to return to work. It's a priority for this government to fund the additional $1.7 billion over the 4 years to fix the fiscal cliff left by the previous government. So we've found that money, and now work is going on, led by David Seymour and the Minister of Health, Dr. Shane Reddy, on how to provide access to more cancer medicines as well. But no decisions have been made yet, and it's going to be up to Cabinet to consider the next steps.
What autonomy did David Seymour as Pharmac Minister have in those budget decisions surrounding the funding of those 13 cancer drugs?
Well, the funding of the 13 cancer drugs was actually a National Party election policy. And so how Pharmac funds drugs is actually controlled by the legislation that establishes Pharmac. And it's not possible for politicians to direct Pharmac to fund things. That's why I understand the government, Cabinet are working through options to fund more cancer medicines. But it is really entirely appropriate that Pharmac operates at arm's length from a minister in its decision-making. Pharmac has to draw on their own expertise, their knowledge of what's available in the market, how to get the best price for New Zealanders, you know, how to make our pharmaceutical spend go further so that it improves as many people's lives in the best possible way. And Pharmac's designed to deliver that for New Zealanders.
Seymour's also said that the process around this drug funding has become too political. If it was in the ACT Party's hands, how would they have delivered this promise in the budget differently?
Well, the ACT Party has said that Pharmac does need to be funded at a higher level. We've also said that there are many medical interventions that occur because life-changing or life-saving pharmaceutical drugs, modern medicines, are not available in New Zealand. And so, you know, for example, yeah, there are treatments available for people who have kidney failure that mean that they wouldn't necessarily need to end up on dialysis, you know, in a public hospital or, you know, on a dialysis unit in community health facilities or even at home if they had access to certain types of medicines. Now, at the moment, Pharmac's job is to work out how to get the best value for money based on a list of medicines that it has agreed to procure. An alternative way that ACT suggested we might look at it is, hey, why don't we compare the cost of healthcare for an individual who ends up in the public health system, and if we can intervene early by funding a drug, then wouldn't that be better than having somebody's life deteriorate to a point where they end up in the hospital? Now, that's not currently possible, but that's the kind of economic and human health analysis, cost-benefit analysis that the ACT Party would like to see applied as we go about rethinking how we deliver health services to New Zealanders in the future.
And you said earlier that the funding of the 13 cancer drugs, that was a National Party campaign promise. Does the ACT Party agree with this policy, especially surrounding the list of the 13 drugs, which has been labelled by some health experts as outdated as well?
Well, look, PharmAct's designed to deliver the widest access for the best modern medicines to the largest number of New Zealanders, and that's why we're focused on ensuring PharmAct has resources to do more. And, you know, David Seymour's been very clear that there should be absolutely no political interference in the role of PharmAct that would undermine the good work that it does. But what is important is we find the resources so we can procure more life-saving, life-changing and life-enhancing medicines. And that's what Minister Seymour and the government are now focused on.
We're just going to move on now to our next topic. Last week, some long-persisting controversies and conversations re-arose in the media surrounding David Seymour specifically and his use of Snapchat and social media. So he's used the app to communicate with young people since the 2014 election campaign. He's come under fire for this a lot, and he says he doesn't see an issue with communicating with these young people. Does the ACT Party have a policy for how its MPs use social media?
Well, we certainly use social media responsibly. I think what's important to recognise, though, is that there are many, many young people interested in politics. And it's quite difficult to engage with politicians when you only ever see them on television or, you know, or on the news or reading a speech. It's one of the wonderful things about tools like Snapchat and TikTok. You can actually have some pretty engaging, free-flowing conversations. Yeah, even on Instagram, doing some live broadcasts or Facebook, it's possible to really engage with people in the comment section. That's fantastic. And you know, I think it's really disappointing you've got people desperately trying to imply there's something sinister about that. I mean, David Seymour's had his Snapchat account since 2014 when we didn't have TikTok. You know, that was all we had. And he certainly wasn't the only politician on Snapchat then, and no one batted an eyelid at the time. It's only now, years later, a few people on TikTok with an extra grind have tried to turn it into a controversy. So, you know, we really think it's great that young people want to engage with us, and we want to keep doing it.
Would you say that doing live videos on Instagram or TikTok, for example, to a broad audience is quite different to having a one-on-one conversation with kids as young as 14 without parental consent, though?
Well, look, it'd be a sad world if you had to be 18 or otherwise get parental consent to ask a politician a question. And you know, if a young person came up to me in the street, or you know, at field days or any of the other numerous events that we attend, or sent me an email, I would respond. And there's no reason why it should really be any different for social media.
And on the topic of social media, off the back of conversations in Australia recently, David Seymour said that the party would be open to looking into raising the minimum social media age to 16. So how does this tie into his communication with young people on social media? Does it not contradict this?
I think some people are really concerned about the quality of interaction. Now, I'm not concerned about the quality of David Seymour's interaction with young people interested in politics. I think some of the concerns are that young people are being exposed to harmful content. The Australians are looking at ways they might control that. It sounds like an incredibly complex issue, and you know, New Zealand's going to have to grapple with it at some stage.
Does the ACT Party have a stance on raising the minimum social media age, though?
I think what David was pointing out, that the Australians are looking into it, and it's something we're going to have to look into. We don't have a policy on that.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Corr on PharmAct funding and the party's use of social media.
That was Simon Corr from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.